I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. As the December 5th runoff election draws near, Atlanta's first female mayor is throwing her support behind candidate Mary Norwood in the mayoral contest. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Former Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin made history in 2002. She became the first woman to hold the post of Atlanta mayor and the first Black woman to be elected mayor of a major southern city. Now she says she wants Mary Norwood to serve as Atlanta's next mayor.
She is the best person for the job of mayor today, and she has my full support and vote.
During Monday's press conference, Franklin said that although the other candidate, Keisha Lance Bottoms, is a Black woman, she is not supporting her.
For me, race was not the first issue. I've said this over and over. Character, transparency, and integrity are the first issue for me.
Lance Bottoms has received support from current Mayor Kasim Reed and former Mayor Andrew Young. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
And Atlanta's mayoral candidates will face off in a pair of debates today. Keisha Lance Bottoms and Mary Norwood will meet on GPB's Political Rewind this afternoon at 2 o'clock. The panel will include host Bill Nigut and former broadcast journalist Monica Pearson. Tonight, Kathy Woolard will moderate a conversation between Lance Bottoms and Norwood at 5:30 at the Carter Center. Woolard finished third in last month's mayoral contest. She has said that she wants her supporters to be able to make an informed choice on who should lead the city. Affordable housing and effective transportation are two of the issues that she ran on. Black Friday and Cyber Monday have come to an end, but that doesn't mean that the spending is over. Today is known as Giving Tuesday, the annual day designated to donate to charities. According to the Georgia Gives website, more than $700,000 has already been raised statewide for a number of causes, including the National Infantry Museum and the Georgia Military College Foundation. That number continues to rise. The Georgia Center for Nonprofits says more than $13 million has been raised on Giving Tuesday since 2012. And the Atlanta Braves are making front office moves after former GM John Coppolella was banned for life by Major League Baseball. Coppolella was punished for manipulating and inflating funds to help sign international players. Executive Vice President and General Manager Alex Anthopoulos was hired as his replacement. The team has also brought on a new president of amateur and international scouting, as well as a new assistant general manager. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.